Urbanside Radio shit, man. This RKN Network shit, man. Hey, man, this shit for real, nigga. Hey, I'm, hey, man, no motherfucking game, man. But hold up, check this out.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
Yeah, man, like I was saying, man. It's for real, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? I can't say it no more than that, man. You know the pipeline is thin all the way out, man. But check this out. Man, we got some motherfucking legends in the motherfucking building. Bobo, Steve, man. I hope y'all don't mind, man, the wait, but I couldn't put y'all before everybody else then. Now I'm the time-wise, you know what I'm saying? I want to take my time with y'all niggas, man. I don't want to rush that time at all. So we had to sit y'all niggas down last, you know? Because we can't rush this shit right here, man. Rob.
And they let me be me on the motherfucking radio. Can I cuss on this motherfucker, man?
Man, you can do what the fuck you want to do, man. Right. Say what the fuck you want to say, man.
I would be in heaven. You couldn't give me no shit like this, B-Lo. B-Lo.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't give me no shit like this, man. I would be. Hey,
speaking of B-Lo. Bobo, man, hey, shit, B-Lo, man, let these motherfuckers know for these, like Limp Legs say, for these bastards that don't know, that should know, man, introduce yourself, let these folks know who you are, man, because shit, nigga, we got...
That's Steve B-Lo.
We got another nigga in this motherfucker with
Wait a minute, man.
A long track record in this bitch, nigga.
Wait a minute, man. B-Lo is the guy, is the architect behind that album behind you, man. B-Lo did 75% of them beats, man.
Enemy of the state.
Enemy of the motherfucking state. Man.
Already. Hey, that was not long after me and Bobo had met. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was introduced to Bobo by Pimp C himself. You know what I'm saying?
Give him a formal introduction first, Steve.
Okay, well, my name is Steve B-Lo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I was raised in Pleasant Grove, Texas. Loudly and proudly, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I love Dallas to the fullest, man. I done rode through Oak Cliff. I done rode through North Dallas, West Dallas, East Dallas. It don't matter, man. You know, I don't mean no harm to nobody. So, you know, wherever I go, I'm protected, baby. I'm protected by God and protected by my talent. You know what I'm saying?
Thing.
So that's what it is, man. That's what it is.
Now that they know, you can't continue.
Shall I proceed?
Yes, sir.
You may.
Shall I proceed?
Let them know how you ride it up with Bobo and Pimp, man.
Oh, man. You know, it started a long time back, man. I was first introduced to the rap game by my partner, Jody. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I was messing around with a cat named Steve-On Tippins. Everybody know him as Tip. You know what I'm saying? And then, shoot, man, we kind of just, you know, parted ways, and then I just started making beats myself, you know what I'm saying? I first started out, like, singing on hooks and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And then just started making beats, man. I've been making beats since 89. I don't want to tell my age, you know what I'm saying, but I've been making beats since 89, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
that's when rap was ripe, you know what I'm talking about?
Since way back. I remember where I was and what I was doing the first time I heard Planet Rock.
Break it down.
Planet Rock.
And Rapper's Delight.
What about Rapper's Delight?
Man, the first time I heard Planet Rock, man, I was on my bicycle, dog. I had a BMX bike, man. I got that bitch from Western Auto on the corner of Buckner and Lake June.
I know you
huh? Western Auto?
Yeah.
And now it's AutoZone, right?
Yeah.
Shit, that's why I got my first BMX bike, BMX. Man. I was on that bike the first time I heard, Planet Rock.
Had a swing.
Already, man.
Pure speed.
I was hooked ever since.
What made you get into production, man?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, dog?
What made you get into the production side?
It was a combination of a lot of things, man. You know, like I said, you know, I started singing on hooks for my partner. And, you know, the guy that was making beats for us at the time, you know, he kind of, you know, he started shooting us ghosts. So we went to his house one day and we knocked on the door. And we knew he was there because his car was in the driveway.
He went over the door?
Nah, that was real. It's real. We've been calling like all week. You know, we've been messing around like, you know, doing tracks and, you know, we coming up with, you know, song concepts and everything. And, you know, when we went to the dude's house, you know what I'm saying? And he wouldn't answer the door, and we knew he was there. I told my partner, I said, man, I seen him make beats, man, and that don't look like nothing I can't do. So that's how it basically started. And, you know, when I convinced my mama to get my first piece of equipment for me. You know what I'm saying?
What was it?
It was a Roland W30.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A Roland W30.
Ooh, that thing had a 3-inch floppy disk.
Oh, 3x5s,
baby. 3.5 floppy disk.
I had a choice.
That was a dinosaur.
I had a choice between two machines. I had a choice between an MPC 3000 and a Roland W30. And I thought to myself, I said, well, I want to do R&B too, so I need something with some keys.
Yeah.
So I like that MPC, but I'm going to go with the W30. And that's what I started with.
That was
man.
In 89?
Yeah, 89, 90. Ooh. Yeah.
What versions of the MP3s?
I'm talking about the W30 because that was way back then, man. That was long.
Yeah.
SP12 days.
Yeah, it was actually.
That's SP1200 days. Right there.
You heard what Portia. Portia asked me, was that cutting edge equipment back then?
Yes, it was. W30? Girl, it wasn't number really like two keyboards back then. And W30 was one of them.
Yeah.
You know
my nigga take me back to back when the motherfucking Nissan trucks were sitting low in the motherfucking.
Oh, yeah. And wait a minute. Then they had the Dayton's sitting on the outside of the truck.
Right there, man.
Huh? Had the Dayton's sitting on the outside? Man, I remember riding behind cats with them Nissan trucks with the wide ass rims.
Yes, sir.
Riding down the street and then it started raining and the rainwater be flying off the tires because they were so wide. Hold up, man.
They clean.
Man,
they did.
What was the first production track you did that really put your name out there or made your name known when niggas started really fucking with you?
It was a while, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, cats really not even fucking with me now. But it's like, I feel like I still got a ways to go, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to change that.
They will be after this year.
Well, I hope so, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot of good things to put out there for the people, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I think the track that I'm more notarized for right now is Switches and Doja on the last UGK album. It's the first track on the first album. You know, even though I did a lot of stuff before that, I did a lot of stuff with Boosie and Webby back in the day. You know what I'm saying? The track I did on his album, his first solo album, was Crank It Up, track number 5, and a song called Retarded. I think it was number 12 or 13 on the album. But I've been putting it in for a while, man, and, you know, I got a lot of people to thank, man.
He did
a
Swing Low on my album.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I did like 5 tracks on Bobo's solo album, the same album that contains Bitch Get Up Off Me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, Swing Low is my first single. Enemy of the motherfucking state.
Swing Low is my first single, B-Low.
Swing Low.
As I swing low, I make that hookup sitting on your bed.
Yep.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, you might clean that up.
But his studio's in his bedroom. So
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean,
sit on the bed while production.
Let me clear that up for you, faggot. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, man?
It's been a lot of hits made in a nigga room, you know what I'm saying? I remember, man. Back in the day before anything, dog, I used to get in my car, go to South Dallas from Pleasant Grove, pick Quint Black up.
Yeah.
Come back to the Grove with Quint Black, and me and Quint Black used to sit down and do tracks together, dog. That's how far back in the game I go.
That's what I'm saying, man.
So
that's what's up.
Hey, man. And shouts out to my nigga Quint Black, man. A very, very, very talented young man. Very slept on, you know what I'm saying?
That boy is super talented.
Hey.
Not around him.
Man, that boy.
Not around here, for real.
We
know about him.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But the world don't know about him. So, yeah. He gonna do his thing, man. He ain't dead yet. So, if I got anything to do with it.
He's still talented, man.
I always tell Black, hey, I don't want none of that new shit. Give me that shit, nigga. I need that piano shit, nigga. Give me that shit with them keys.
Yeah.
He police with the motherfucking keys.
Ain't <Yes. know>?
Shit. Man, that's good, man. Hey. Now, B-Low.
Yes, sir.
See, you still shorten that shit up. You giving them some small pieces of this motherfucker.
Cliff notes.
Yeah, you giving them some cliff notes.
Wow.
Up, so
how can I fit 20 years into what we trying to do today?
You trying to hear about?
You're right. So what I do, I speed it up for these niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? That's listening right now live on the motherfucking air. Let's talk about this new UGK album.
New shit.
It's about to come out because you got some shit on that.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, man.
UGK for life.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh, hey, wait a minute. Before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to Portia. You know what I'm saying? For looking so good tonight.
And
having the kind of waistline that a nigga really want to put his hand around. But you know, I ain't going to speak too much on that.
Definitely that.
But, hey, man, I'm so proud and so blessed, man, to have met somebody like Pimp C and Bun B in my life, man.
That's a blessing, son. That is.
It's a very large blessing, man. And this album is for the fans. You know, it's coming out March 31st, which is
Next Tuesday.
9 days from now. I'm bad at math, so.
My man
Bun had called me at
Tuesday.
The last minute. And he said, let's get it on. I said, man, you ain't got to tell me twice. And that was it. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty much a last minute thing. You know what I'm saying? And I felt, and I may sound crazy for this, but I felt like the spirit of Pimp came down in me and was like, man, do this shit. Yeah. Because I met Pimp back in 1997. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I mean, instantly the cat just really took me in. You know what I'm saying? And the way all of that came about is I was introduced to Mel, which is one of the CEOs of Trill Entertainment. I was introduced to him by my partner Kurt B. And
what's up, Courtney?
Courtney, is that what they call Hustle?
She the GM with Trill.
No? Yeah. I haven't met her personally, but I know you're talking about.
Okay.
But yeah, man, and I remember, man, like it was yesterday, man. I was in Mel house making beats, and Pimp and Bonnie came over there one evening. They was doing something with Master P in the studio. You know, that's when No Limit and everything was popping off.
Right.
And I was in there doing beats, and Mel had been telling them about me. And I remember them coming back there in the room when I was making beats, and then Mel was like, say, man, put some of that shit on that you was making earlier. And I put it on, man, and Pimp and Bun got the ugly face, like, man, that shit jamming, you know what I'm saying? So ever since then, man, it had been on, man, and Pimp pretty much took me in, dog, and showed me a lot of love, man. He showed me more love than anybody in the game had ever showed me, you know what I'm saying? And I ended up staying with him in Atlanta for a couple of months and then went on tour with him and got the chance to meet cats like Too Short, you know, Eve, and, you know, back then, I mean, it was just like, you know, I really wasn't starstruck. I was just ready to get my thing on, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like, you know, it's a lot of cats out there doing the same thing that I'm doing, and they really ain't doing nothing I can't do. You know, I wasn't hating on nothing. I was just ready to get my thing in, and, you know, and pretty much everything just led on from there, you know what I'm saying? Me and Pimp kept in touch while he was in prison, you know what I'm saying? I was sending him pictures of cars and women, you know what I'm saying? That's what he said he wanted, so that's what I sent him, you know what I'm saying? And I tell you something about Pimp, man. You know, I write him letters up. Man, let me put something on your books, man. He would never answer me that shit back. Like, you know, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? So as soon as he got out of jail, man, he called me, man, and he was like, say, man, I'm ready to get it on. So, shit, we just been doing it ever since, man, and I've been trying to carry on his legacy, you know, from where he left off, you know what I'm saying? I could never be Pimp. I could never be like Pimp, but I could put some music behind Pimp, you know, to make people be like, man, that was that dude right there.
But the one thing you can say that a lot of niggas can't say, how was it working with Pimp?
Pimp was a motherfucking genius, dog. it really ain't no other way to put it, man. Pimp was a genius. He was very, 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 very musically inclined. I mean, like, if you had a chance to see Pimp's music collection, it was a vast array of a lot of different things. I mean, it was from rock to alternative, from jazz to blues to rap to hip hop to southern rap, you know what I'm saying? And it, he listened to everything, dog. And that's one thing that I think what made us click, because when I saw his music collection, we were able to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? We were able to discuss it and discuss certain songs on these certain albums. And, you know, and I think that's how we kind of meshed and blended and was like, damn, we on the same wavelength. You know what I'm saying? So it was, man, it was crazy, dog. I mean, it was like me and him was almost meant to meet. You know what I'm saying?
I think we might have some, Ra.
I think
we might have some, I think we might better get these boys a sample, man.
That's something like
what you got there, man. What you got? What you
that's something like new.
We might better get these boys one of these old Steve Below samples for these boys, man.
What you got,
man? Touch them with it, baby. Touch them with it.
They don't feel it.
Let these niggas know exactly what the fuck this is, man. Let these boys know, man, this shit is real, dog. And you need to fuck with this man on these motherfucking tracks at the same time, dog. I'm telling you, man, you can get it for a good price. The boy gonna work with you, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm worth every penny I make. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And I give bargains, man. For what I do, I give bargains.
For what he do. Did you
hear
that?
This was who?
Bargains.
Must be a bargain.
It ain't gonna be too cheap, though. Yeah, right now, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Tell him again, Bobo.
It ain't gonna be too cheap. Shit, we ain't in no recession up in this motherfucker. We trying to get it.
Yeah. Hey, I
trying to get it, man.
We might have
what you got over there, Pooh?
We might have some problems over here for a reason, but I was trying to pull up some, sneak some. You know how we doing?
You
have
some technical difficulties,
man.
Oh shit!
You know how we doing the South Side Connection? So when we trying to sneak something on that ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they said no.
We gonna try it again, goddammit.
Yeah, we gonna get it.
Cause really and truly, you know, man, the
oh, hey, why you pulling that
here
up,
we go.
Pookie?
Okay.
Man, hold up. That's an instrumental. That's an instrumental.
I found
what they got.
I found a way.
Yeah.
That's an instrumental.
Man, I'm tell y'all that, what y'all finna play, man.
Man,
we'll tell him about it. I already know what he finna play.
He just heard that little piece right there, but I really want to give him a sample of, man, with these boys, man, with these greats, man, these UGK boys sound like, man, over some motherfucking Steve Bilo. You know what I'm saying? I really want to take them all the way back and let them know. You said the song Switches and Dozes, where it started from.
Yeah.
But shit, nigga, I want these niggas to hear the fuck what that was, man.
Yeah.
And why? So here it is, man. Switches and Dozes, my nigga Steve Bilo, man. Produced by my nigga Steve Bilo, man.
Thank you, sir.
UGK, sir. Dog. This shit real, dog. Bobo, what's up with it, man?
I'm over in the cut, man. Play that shit, man. Play that fucking shit.
I'm talking about like we always do about this time.
I got candy in my cup, candy in my car. On my wrist, hand it on my car. Smoking on this chocolate, my neck piece is so sparkling. Man, I feel so awkward when I ain't got no water. Sip. I keep a whole sip, a whole clear. In KT pussy niggas wanna drip. Fly high, boy. High fly, boy. Boy, I fly high, look at them jackers in they eye. I remember when a rapper was a go-getter. Now all these rappers is some whole niggas. Behind the guards at the show, nigga. Don't want no pussy, homosexual on the low, nigga. That's y'all, I'm from the old school. Like MJG and Ball, like Devin the Dude. I know short dog, the real short dog. You see me draped and drip, still got the whip on Sunset Strip.
Blowing and driving, pieces and caddies. Doja, blowing and driving, pieces.
guns. Real niggas be bumping screws. So don't get bumped off just in case a real G bump into you. I'm like bumping knuckles. Fuck with nothing but ready rockers. It's down for pistol play. On boys, it's steady knockers. Got boppers, it's steady jockers. Proofing niggas in my ear. Bitch, I'm a self-patrillionaire. Get your soft ass out of here. Weak niggas wanna plead they case. Just raise up out my face. I ain't got that time to waste. Punch him off and I got the taste. You my space in it, Facebook it. Playing games with them toys. I'm in the streets where gangsters meet. Why you online with them boys? So step your game up, build your name up. Quit your talking and get to doing. All they planning and contemplating. When the fuck you gon' start pursuing? Cars ain't driving they self. Mansions ain't building they self. They waiting for Ed McMahon. They need to stop feeling they self. They wealth they coming until they earn it. But there's something they won't know till they learn it while burning. Niggas once again, ain't had no friends since I left the pen. It's some niggas I respect in the rap game, and it's some niggas I been out here saying my fucking name. You say I love a stripper, bitch, pulling down my zipper. That hoe is paying me, bitch, don't try to play with me. Bitch, running from the fight, hiding, bitch, I stay with it. You got a problem with me, go to Lil J with it. Get it running, pimp, pimpin' bun. Real OGs that singin' hard, you comin' limp. Simpin', son, they want it, we can give them some. Prowlin' out what they wanna see. Real ass niggas certified, ain't never been no wannabe. Past beings, never was, past due, outdated. Can't nobody from the north, east, west, or south fade it. You talkin' down, but we comin' up, as well as comin' down. So pimp, sum it up, baby.
Swishers in Georgia, blowin' and drivin'. This is the caddies, swaggin' big bodies, swishers and Doja, blowin' and driving. This is the caddies, swaggin' big bodies, swishers and Doja, blowin' and driving. This is the caddies.
Thank you so much. Strings in that motherfucker.
Thank you so much,
yes, sir.
Shit.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, now.
Real quick, man. I just wanted to say, hey, Pimp C never got credit throughout the industry for his production skills.
Right.
Similar to, you know, Timbaland, Dre, and all them. Pimp C put it down.
Right.
And that shit right there was right damn there with him. It was right there with him.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what, dog? That I shit, mean, it was
man,
like.
I'm telling you, you sound like UGK like a motherfucker, man.
And
you did that shit, goddamn.
Hey, I appreciate
you
it.
You did that motherfucker yeah.
And,
shit.
And what's so crazy about it, man, is like when I first did the track and then I listened back to it, it was like I did because I'm going to go into that in a second. But I couldn't hear anybody on it. And I'm going to tell you what kind of cat that Pimp C was. It was like he had this ear that was way beyond what my ear can catch. Because when I first made that track, I ain't going to lie. When I made that track, I was going through some things. You know what I'm saying? I just went through like some personal shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to speak too much on it. But, you know, the day that I went through that personal shit, I sat down that day and made that track. And it was one of them situations. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was how I was feeling at the time. But one day, Pimp C had came to town. I picked him up from Love Field. We rode around and shit. So I was like, damn, I got to have some shit for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got to have some tracks. So that was like just one of them tracks that I kind of like threw on the CD. You know what I'm saying? I knew it was good, but I really didn't think he was going to feel it. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, shit, I'm just going to gamble on it. You know what I'm saying? And when he heard it, he was like, yeah. Oh, man. Well, some of that same shit is leaked out on the internet right now that's going to be on the new album. But, you know, we'll go into that. But, oh, man, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me give a quick shout out to my man, Rock Cooley. He just fixed me a drink. He got that brown liquor going on. Hey, man, I'm at home right now. Bobo,
what's up with it, man?
Bobo, you at home?
Yeah, I feel lovely, man. I'm watching you do your thing, man. I play in the background. Boogie, I love loving this shit, man.
Yeah, man, we right here. Hey, we right here with it, man.
What's this area called, man?
Shit, we on the 6-4 block, man.
Oh, yeah.
We right here on the 6-4 block, man. It's pretty much, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody in that whole network, man, we just trying to really,
what's up, LaFeel?
We trying to continue a legacy, man, that, you know, y'all niggas planning with that Dirty South Block Party, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all boys supported. Y'all had support for a lot of niggas that,
right on.
Y'all had open arms to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Not everybody. You had to be jamming. If your ass, what a load of you know, I tell them, boy, that shit ain't jamming.
The jamming or damn it.
You get that boo-boo if you don't get that boo-boo shit out of here, man, because you know, you're going to get a plethora of CDs, man. You're going to get so many motherfucking CDs that you're going to be like, damn. You probably get tracks sent to you, Pookie. You be cross country with it. I was just here in Dallas. You know what I'm talking about? Who is that caller?
Hey, man, we got a caller that really want to get in.
Who is that caller?
Hey, they want to talk right now. Carl, you on the line.
They want some of that Swiss of the Doja. I know what they want, be though.
Carl, you on the line. Who we got on the line? Can you hear me, Carl?
What up, baby?
What's up with it, man? Who we got?
The Island Boy Dre. What up, baby?
Oh, it's good, man. What's going on with you, man?
Chilling, man. I'm ready to see you again, man.
Man, did you hear that shit? You hear that Switches and Doja, man?
Man, I just called, man. We were trying to get through, me and Solo. We just got through with the mixtape.
Y'all did. I tell you what, man, we in the middle of an interview. I thought you heard that good sound that was coming through, man. Call back in exactly 10 minutes, man, and we gonna speak on that shit right there, man, because he told me about that shit, too. I definitely want to get to you and talk about that shit, man.
All right, I'm going to hit you.
All good. Hey, man, we got folks listening from everywhere, man, calling from everywhere with it, man. But, Bobo.
Yes, sir.
Y'all niggas, man, y'all had to jam the damn shit. It had to be jamming, but still, man, y'all had open arms to the city, man.
I tried to.
And we just want to say, you know, we appreciate it, man. And it's a little piece of everybody showing this network, man, just really trying to keep a part of that legacy going. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it,
DJ, man. Fish, you know what I'm saying? Drop coming through with his mixes. Kitty Cat, yeah. Nigga Dave, you know what I'm saying? Nigga gonna keep the beer for you, man. Nigga ain't never asked for a dollar.
That boy got a cold beer in the trunk. Every night.
Ain't never asked a nigga for a dollar. Have it ready for you. You know what I'm talking about? Big Push, what's up, nigga?
Push.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we definitely appreciate that shit, man.
Wait a minute, you forgot one. Come on down. He's going to be mad if he listens.
He's going to be mad at me.
He's going to be mad.
He's going to be mad at me. Who, Mr. Roberts?
No.
Picasso. Oh, man.
You cannot forget about Picasso, man.
Picasso.
Aquarius, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Yeah, and you can listen to episode 3 of the Energy Lounge Show, man.
If y'all ain't checked out them, what is it? A Fat Albert in the Hood.
Fat Albert in the Hood.
Y'all need to check that out, man. Picasso and them is some damn fools.
Picasso is a sick dude, bro.
Have you seen that,
man?
Pino?
I respect that dude so much.
Have you seen that Fat Albert in the Hood and shit?
I ain't gonna lie and say I have, dog.
When you get home,
for real,
you get on YouTube and type in Fat Albert in the Hood, watch episode 1 through 8, man. It ain't gonna take
you. 1 through 8?
Man, check it out, man.
Oh, World Star. That shit on World Star Hip Hop.
Man.
Is it?
It's on World Star.
Man, them boys got like 40-some thousand hits on one of them shows, man.
Damn.
Hey. The shit on worldstarhiphop.com. If you don't know who we talking about, listen to episode 3 of the Energy Lounge Show. We had Picasso and Tahiti up in this motherfucker, man. Aquarius. And what I called him was they crazy. Because I know
not
for a fact.
Not a crazy, but a crazy.
Hey,
my boy is gross.
They crazy because I know for a fact they are not on drugs.
No,
it was on
team. I'm saying,
my dude is like that for real. It's
Picasso
like,
only
you know
drunk, man.
No drugs,
Picasso
is no
sick. What's
like
so funny
real,
about
though.
It? He went to Lincoln High School.
Yeah,
hey, man, went, Lincoln is the motherfucking house.
He don't even look like that type.
You say you write that Dixon Service. So, man, ooh, my bad, Picasso.
Watch out,
definitely shout out to you. He going to hit me up on Twitter, too. Hey, you what's forgot up? About me, Nuke.
Picasso, he forgot about
Picasso.
You. Bobo ain't going to forget about you.
That's my dude, man.
He's a damn fool.
And that's what it is. But Bobo, man, you've been in the game for a minute, man. And
no time.
You don't like that legendary stamp, man. But, I mean, it's there. It's going to be hard for you to brush that off your shoulders, man, you know, because – like Rod said, there's a lot of people that look up to what you did, look up to a lane you created for the motherfucking city. You know what I'm saying? You created your own motherfucking path. You want no follower. You know what I'm saying? You created.
We had to start from the originals.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Because I got to give. You know, he said he remembered from the UGK days, but you know it's back.
DJ when, Snake.
Yeah,
Nemesis.
My brother.
DJ
you know what I'm
Snake.
So,
hold on. Can I
that
say
boy,
this? Can I say
two?
This one time what about DJ
got?
Snake?
What's that?
Well, not one time. As many times as a motherfucker let me say it. DJ Snake was one of the originators bass sound coming out that SB-12.
Yeah.
I remember riding with my man Tony Johnson in the Corvette back in San High School. Bumping Oak Cliff, only in Oak Cliff.
Yeah.
He had 212 inserted bases in the back of his motherfucker.
The
I was like, damn,
you're
boy, I wonder what.
Bulls looking for the P. If you ain't got a G.
DJ Snake, man.
Man, hold up.
We telling our age, but hey, if Dallas rap wouldn't be what it was or what it is now without what these guys, Nemesis and Ron C, what they created for us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's got to keep going. I'm so proud of all the new artists coming out in Dallas doing their thing.
Yeah.
Not giving a fuck what nobody say.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you going to do. You know what I'm saying? And you got to keep mashing. And that's all I've ever tried to do. So don't let nobody tell you that you can't do what you doing.
Oh,
because
no.
You already doing it, nigga. Do it.
Yeah. And you know, you said that I said a lane. I ain't said no lane. I've been blessed all my life. You know what I'm saying? It was always a family thing, you know, from the Nemesis thing. And Azeem was my roommate in college, you know, with the Geno Def and the Sum Fresh. And they hooked up with Nemesis and my brother Snake and Al and the rest of the guys, man. It just blended. And then there was this kid from California. Mr. Ron C, you know what I'm talking about? And that really took off. The boy sold a lot of records, man. And for me to be a part of that, and that was pretty much the, this was, you're talking about 89. You're talking about 1989. Yeah, how old were you?
Yeah, she was probably born in 91.
Yeah. In my Nissan truck.
Yeah. Wait a minute. The first nigga I seen with a rag on his camper.
Yeah. The camper come off.
Huh?
The camper come off.
Huh?
What? First nigga in Dallas with Davis.
Man.
You know what I'm talking about? You don't know about that, man.
Nah.
I got to give props where props is due. That's Trendsetter. You know what it is.
Trendsetter.
It's all good. That's what a South Dallas guy. A lot of people don't know that was my debut rapping right there. That was me on South Dallas Drop.
Now, Bobo, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that was me.
I didn't even know that.
South Dallas Drop. Yeah, that was my debut.
South
rapping.
Dallas Drop.
Drop.
I didn't know that, Bobo.
Yeah,
that's me. And that's my manager. That's my motherfucking manager.
Who
I didn't even know
me,
that.
Man.
Well, niggas
Bobo,
a veteran, man.
Now, everybody want to know, Bobo.
Yeah.
Everybody asked this question.
How did
you link up with.
What's up, Phil?
How did you link up with Pimp and Bun?
How did I link up with Pimp and Bun? Well, you know, it just goes on, you know, from that same story. I was, we were pretty hot in that, pretty much in the country, because the boys had signed to a major label, Profile Records, out of New York, and I was Ron C's hype man, and we were traveling all over the country, man, and doing shows and coming back, managing clubs and running clubs. And one show, one tour in particular, we was on Too Short Shorty, the Pimp Tour. And we had probably about 4 or 5 dates on that tour. And I believe on we had did so well on that first leg of the tour that everybody had just befriended us. This was a very, very large tour, man. I mean, Too Short, Second to None, DJ Quick, In Too Deep. You know, I'm talking about Ron C. It was large. You know, I'm talking about huge. I'm talking about rapping in front of like 10,000 people in Coliseums. And then we might have came through St. Louis. We might have came. Hey, that would arch.
Hey.
That would arch.
St. Louis is our brethren.
I think we came
man.
Through that to him, man.
St. Louis is our brethren, man.
Man,
so.
That's, man, them boys South. They from the South.
Oh, yeah. They talk just like us, yeah, man. Yeah. Or we talk like them, vice versa.
But one show of the tour, everybody, I can't remember, we was in Lafayette, Louisiana. We was we happened to have the biggest dressing room. Lafayette, Cajun Dome, you know what I'm talking about? It's all good. Anyway, we was at the Cajun Dome, and everybody was in our dressing room because you know how it go. The whole ass show promoter wasn't coming with the bread, and the place got about 10,000-15,000 people busting at the fucking seams. And so we like, where our fucking bread at? Everybody about to, you know, the rappers in the back about to go, you know, berserk by, where's our motherfucking bread, nigga? So, you know, here come Pimp. You know what I'm saying? Being Pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, it was worse than bread with him. It was, what, my motherfucking hotel rooms ain't right. You know what I'm saying? My motherfucking hotel rooms ain't right. And we ain't rapping. And we ain't got our motherfucking. I said, who is this little young nigga, man? I'm here, man. And so I went over and talked to him. And we just clicked from there. You know, to them, we were the stars. Because, you know, cause if you don't know, Nemesis sold 300,000 records.
Yeah.
Without, you know, hardly any promotion. That's back when Ralph was still in the infant stage. And then Ron C sold 200,000 records.
That's right.
Without no video. That's he was right. Locked Woo. Up in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we were the stars to them. So at that time, they had just signed the Jive Records, Pookie. And they told me that they were going to be recording their next, you know, full-length album in Dallas at the Dallas Sound Lab. Would I come kick it with them? I said, yeah, I'll come kick it with you. You know, ask me and Ron both. And, you know, me, I blow big. That's back when we were smoking joints, though, B-Lo.
Yeah.
I roll
a
joint big like that.
Yeah.
Big-ass joint. Anyway, man, we get high as a kite.
Anyway, spliff.
What?
Yeah.
Joints.
Yeah.
But I didn't know there was no blunt. Bushwick Bill taught me how to roll a fucking cigar, a blunt in Kentucky.
Right on.
Man, yeah.
Bushwick Bill.
I ain't know nothing about no motherfucker.
Mr. Chucky himself.
Yeah. What's up to Spice One? I gotta say what's up to my people in the Bay Area. What's up, Spice One? Spice One was on that tour too. What's up, G Nut?
Yeah.
It was
man.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah, Spice One is the OG, man.
Yeah, nigga there, man.
Yeah.
Chico. But anyway, they came to Dallas and they were recording the album Super Tight.
Yeah.
And I just he came to me and he was like, well, Bo, what are you doing, man? You know, I know you're hyping them for Ron. How much is he paying you? You know, he basically interviewed me on the spot. And he said, man, if you ever have any problems with him, you know, money, y'all ain't under no kind of contract, you're welcome to come over here. He was wanting to do my solo album way back then. This is 92. You know what I'm talking about? And we had a couple stints with my solo album, you know, with again, Money Man flaking out, doing what they do. But, yeah, we got a click from the start. You know, first it was me and Bond that really bonded. Because Bond, I know y'all know this, but you'll hear this and you'll hear it again. But Bond is one of the most intelligent people you ever want to meet in your life. You know what I'm talking about? He reads a lot of books. He watches a lot of movies. He is always trying to expand his mind. And so, but it was me and Bond that clicked at first. But then me and Pimp really clicked. And so, you know, that was my best friend. And we just, you know, B-Lo tell you we go way, way, way back, and if it wasn't
way,
for Pimp, I wouldn't have met B-Lo. He told me he knew a dude in Dallas. I know the tamest nigga in Dallas. I said, how you gonna introduce me to a nigga in my city, man? You ain't even from here, little dog. You know what I'm talking about? But he introduced me to B-Lo. But I've been on Pimp since he was 19, and I mean Pimp was 18, and Bond was 19. So we go way back.
Way back in the game,
man. So that was. UGK started with four members. What's up? Peace out to my homeboy. Peace up to my homeboy, Mitchell Queen, man. Yeah, he was one of the original members. And Daylon. Daylon was one of the original members of UGK. So, yeah, they, I know Daylon a little bit, but me and Mitchell Queen are real cool. Mitchell Queen's still rapping right now. Anything you want to know from Marvin Gaye? You got, I mean, this boy got unreleased Marvin Gaye shit from Europe and, you know, Japan. Oh, yeah, shit you ain't never heard of. You know, you probably heard of it now, but back then, when I was living in Fort Arthur, the internet wasn't that big. You know what I'm saying? So, technology, you know, right now, you can reach out and get anything you want on the internet. Yeah. But I've been doing it a long time, Pookie. You know what I'm saying? So, it's been fun. And the reason I started doing Sound Block Party because we just really needed that. You know, that lane. You know, now here we go talking about a lane. We needed that lane at that particular time. You know what I'm saying? Not just Dallas. The South needed it because we were the first people to have a show in the South that played all Southern rap. And I didn't deviate from that. Everybody was like, well, does he play any mainstream? No, fuck that. As soon as you went mainstream, you know you weren't going to get played on my show. And I wasn't playing no R&B. Unless I liked you. You know what I'm saying? Unless it was somebody from Dallas. You know what I'm saying? If it was somebody from Dallas, and you can count on one hand how many times I played some R&B. What's up, Jazz Melody and people like that? But I ain't playing no R&B, man. It was all about rap. You know what I'm talking about? It wasn't about no hip-hop. It was all about rap and country rap tunes and bringing my people from Dallas up. And that's what it was about, man.
Bobo, what advice can you give to the up-and-coming artists, especially in DFW, Metroplex, man, as far as trying to get their business straight up or just trying to get their music heard in the right avenue?
Well, the advice I tell you, you know, you basically just said it. You need the off top to get your business straight because what I've talked to a couple of people, you know, that signed people. I talked to the guy, Jeff Sledge, that signed the Stanker League guys. And really, you need to humble yourselves. For one thing, you're not getting any album deals off top. You're not really what they're doing is signing single deals. And if you get your high single played to where you sell you a bunch of ringtones, you sell you a bunch of downloads or whatever, be iTunes or wherever you or whatever had it, you know, you're gonna make a lot of fucking money if your paperwork and your business is straight off top. So that's what I recommend you do off top. Get your business straight, man.
Oh, well, man, we got a caller that's been waiting, man.
What they want to do?
They want to talk to you, man.
Who that is?
Caller, you on the air? Caller, can you hear us? You on the air?
Wait, no.
What's that? This is Young Phil.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm talking
about
that? Bitch. That's Young
Phil.
I'm talking about bitch. What's good? You know what I'm saying? I heard that boy Popo calling my name, man.
What's up, Phil? What's up, little
man? Landon, bro.
Man, I'm just out here, man. I'm in your world now. I'm in Rockwell Nation, man. Don't talk about it.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I just happened to hear that. You know what I'm talking about? I got the pen to the pad over here loaded like a champ.
Yeah, I'm right over here. Yeah, I'm over here loaded myself. Yeah.
I already read it. So what's the talk going on in there, man?
Well, what it is, man, I'm out here, man, just really, I'm talking about myself right now, but really it's all about my dog, Steve B-Lo. You know what I'm saying? I'm managing him now. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, from here on out. It's about Steve B-Lo and this production company we about to start on these boys and put it up their back. That's what we're going to do.
Hey, Phil.
What's up?
Phil.
All right.
Hey, it's about both of us right now, man. We done came down in the Batmobile. We got Batman and Robin in the house. Me being Robin. He being Batman because he do all the dirty work. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we just put it in, man. Our man Pookie put us on, man. We in here with,
what's
hey,
up?
Dog, we at home, dog. We drinking and smoking all kinds of shit up in here, dog.
I mean, yeah.
Really B-Lo sitting next to a nice-looking young lady.
You missed the first part of the show, man. Hey, you ought to see this girl Porsche, man, for real.
He seen Porsche
hey,
before.
Hey, man, I had to dip in and dip out, man. I had to handle something really quick.
Oh, really?
Hey, Phil, man, definitely appreciate you calling in, man. And if you don't know what I'm saying, know what I'm talking about, bitch. He is the motherfucking co-pilot of the Drunken
Throne. This summer, man, real talk, know what I'm talking about, around May 18th style, know what I'm talking about.
And if you don't know, he's the co-host of the official Drunken Throw radio show, the wildest station on your motherfucking dial, coming to you live every motherfucking Saturday night, man, from 9:30 until, goddammit. And that's what the fuck that is,
right,
man. We definitely appreciate you calling in, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm talking about bitching up about this motherfucker.
Already.
Hey, do we got a Bobo Steve B-Lo track? So,
you ain't got Swing Low over there?
Huh?
I don't want to hear no Swing Low, man.
You ain't no Swing Low.
What about Meek on the Flow? Woo! You got Meek on the Flow over there?
I mean, you know, we like to surprise niggas on this show, man. You know, we pull up shit from time to time. You know what I'm saying? B-Lo didn't even know we was going to run that Swishes and Doja. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just certain thing we had on that grind.
You got to stop playing with yourself over there?
Oh, man. Yeah,
Produced by Steve B-Lo?
Well, you know, I'm queuing up something right now.
Well, queue it up then, nigga. Nigga.
Force, what you laughing at?
Queue it up,
nigga. What you over there doing? Force, what you over there doing?
Yeah, that mic. Don't grab it right there, girl.
I'm not doing nothing.
Uh-huh. You over there laughing. What you laughing at?
I was just laughing. I told you everything's so funny today. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It was a beautiful cloudy-ass day.
It really was, though.
Yeah.
This nigga had to worry about his arm piece today.
Yeah. Come inside, smell like little boy. Smell like outside.
All he had to do was just stand up and just wave his hand.
Woo! And what's up with these youngsters? What's up with these youngsters walking around with these white people? Uh-oh. Jump in me water. What's up like a hit?
You know what I'm saying? Bobo Luciano, man, featuring UGK, man, produced by Steve B-Lo. Here it is. Stop playing with yourself, nigga.
Stop playing with yourself, nigga. Stop playing with yourself. Stop playing with yourself.
Man, that shit. Ooh.
He cut the system
off. Nah,
that shit. We ain't cut the system off.
The B-Lo be done busted something loose.
We ain't cut the system off. We cut this shit off because we didn't properly introduce this shit right, man.
Okay.
Bobo.
What's up?
What's the meaning behind stop playing with yourself? It's self-explanatory, man. Break that shit down.
It really is, man. Okay. It really is, man. Because at that particular time, what I was thinking is that Dallas people was at a time where they were just really blaming Houston rappers for everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They were dissing Houston rappers. Mm-hmm. And see, Houston is like my second fucking home. You know what I'm saying? I was, if not the first, I had to be in the top two persons in Dallas, people in Dallas with a Screw Tape. You know what I'm talking about? So you can't tell me. I know Screw. And so, but people in Dallas, that rappers in Dallas in particular were just, you know, almost like that, that how black people like to blame white folks for everything. You know what I'm saying? They just had to say something about why they couldn't get on. And it was, Houston was just at the forefront of the battery. You know what I'm talking about? So they were playing, we have so much talent in the city. I feel like all we had to do was be us. And it was going, good music, you can't stop good music, man. Once good music come out, you can't stop it, man. And it's just something people can't take from you, man. It's just like, bitch, get up off me, man. Bitch, get up off me. The first time I heard bitch, get up off me, man, I told B-Lo, it didn't have nothing but a B. It didn't have nothing but a B, a hook, and pimp verse on there. I said, I got me a fucking hit.
Bitch,
that's
get a motherfucking
hit. I looked at that nigga like this, man. I said, man.
Get up off me.
What have you done?
Bitch, get up out me. Ho, get up out me. Bitch, get up out me. Ho, get up out me.
Yeah.
Y'all know that shit.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to cut that joint, man. You know what I'm saying? So we can formally introduce that shit the right way.
But check this out. I got a story about this song. The original version. This song was a long time in the making. The original version was produced by Playing Skills.
Oh.
Yes. Playing Skills before they were really big.
Yeah, yeah.
Did the original version. I've been doing Playing Skills for a long time. And then so it had me and Bun on it and my partner Chu. And so I thought to myself, after years of having it like that, Pimp is home. Pimp left at a very pivotal time of my career, man. It was a lot of stuff in the jump off with that biscuit above me and Rogue's Life Entertainment and UGK and as a family. And I said, dawg, I can't just have a song with Bun on it and Pimp is on. You know what I'm saying? So the first time he came to Dallas, I said, I got this song. You want to hear it? And I asked him, well, what I did was I asked B-Lo to redo the beat. I said it would only be fitting to get Mr. Steve B-Lo to remix it and have it sitting fat for him when he comes to the fucking house and he can sit down on something fat like that. And that was the hardest track he had spit at that particular time since he had been home. Because I had heard him on probably about 6-7 tracks, probably about 11 tracks. But when he came to Dallas and bust on that Stop Playing With Yourself beat that B-Lo had gave me, my cuz, let me tell you something, cuz. Let me tell you something, cuz. Man, hold up. That shit was what it was, man. And yeah, play the song, man. Play the fucking song. This is motherfucking me, Bobo Luciano, featuring UGK, produced by Steve fucking B-Lo, formerly of the 808 Boys. Now we just Steve fucking B-Lo and Rogan's Life Management up your back. We going smack, smack, smack all night long, baby. Do it, baby. Do it to him, Pooh. Do it to him.
Loaded, how we do it, man? Tell him how we do it, Loaded.
Man, we don't talk about that shit. We play that shit.
Man, fuck talking about that shit. Play it, man. We live, man. Right here with motherfucking legendary Steve B-Lo, man. Bobo Luciano, dog. Stop playing with your motherfucking self, man. It's real around here, dog. We gonna keep telling y'all this shit, man. We out here on this motherfucking 6-4 block in the motherfucking jungle, dog. With this RKN network, man. This shit gonna keep going, man. Hey. We appreciate everybody out there listening. All our motherfucking fans, all our guys. Like Twisted said, oh, it's for real.
It's for real. It's for real, man. It's for real.
Yeah, man. We had Black call in, man, about 3 shows ago. You know what I'm saying?
That's the night I was supposed to have been here.
That's right. You supposed to been up in this bitch, man.
I hate I missed that, man.
But shit, Bobo, you managing that, man. And
yeah,
and,
man. I'm too old to be rapping, man. So I feel that. Everything I've done and all the people I've met, I can just take that and bottle it up and, you know, help Mr. Steve B-Lo get to where he needs to be, man. Because with the talent that man has, when you hear this new UGK album, hey, I hear y'all talking about Swisher and Doja made the first song. I believe we've earned that first slot again.
Again.
You know what I'm talking about? So y'all check out that first album.
Yeah,
that boy's
yeah.
Got three songs on that album, man, that's just incredible. You know what I'm saying? I've heard other things that's on that album, but, you know, hey, I ain't saying this because I'm managing him, but y'all come holler at me after March 31st and tell me what y'all think about those beats Mr. Steve B-Lo put down, man. Because he put in some work to try to represent Pimp. He put in some work to try to represent himself. He put in some work to try to represent Dallas. It's just, it speaks for itself, man. So, you ain't got nothing but like
yeah, I mean, that's all I ever really tried to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I started in this game a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? I know I keep stressing that, but I didn't put in some work, man. And, you know, the thing with me and Bobo, how it all came about, you know, and you know, just to let y'all know that destiny is real. You know what I'm saying? Destiny is so real. Amen. And so it really means something. And it ought to mean something in your life. And if you see signs in your life, you know, if you see things happening in your life, you really need to just sit back and just, you know, put yourself on the outside looking in and get beside yourself and say, damn, this happened for a reason. That happened for a reason. I met this person for a reason. I met that person for a reason. And I met Bobo for a reason. Like, right before Pimp had died, you know, Bobo and Pimp had a discussion about Bobo managing me. And Bobo had told me about that discussion. And, like, not long after Pimp had died, you know, I called Bobo. I was like, say, man, I was like, on the real, I really need a manager, dog. And I can't think of nobody better to do it than you. You know what I'm saying? Because you that type of person. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you the type of person to go out and talk to these boys and really make them see what it is, you know what I'm saying? So that's what ultimately made me make the decision to make Bobo my manager. And Bobo is one of the realest dudes that you'll ever meet, you know what I'm saying? And very down to earth, no holds barred, you know what I'm saying? No nonsense. And that's what I need, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I got. So we finna go out here, man. We gonna get this music on. It ain't all about the paper first. It's all about the music and coming out and showing these boys that, hey, Dallas is in this motherfucker. Not only Dallas, but Houston, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso,
Texas.
You know, just the South. You know, I even got Louisiana on my back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I didn't even go to Louisiana, I never would have even met Bobo. You know what I'm saying? So we all up in here. Mississippi, Alabama. I want to give a special shout out to my boy, Boo Rossini. You know what I'm saying? Me and Boo Rossini go way back, man. Way back from the concentration camp days. C-Lope. Oh, man, especially let me give a shout-out to my boy Max Minnelli. Ooh, man, you took the words right out of my mouth, homie.
Happy Perez.
Oh, man, wait a minute. Wait a minute, man. Hey, man, me and Happy Perez used to be on a spot just like this. Just like this, making beats together, man. Just like collabing and... I mean, Happy was one of the coolest dudes I'd ever met, man, back in the game, man. He gave me a spot, you know what I'm saying? And that's how the tracks that I did on the concentration camp, it came about, you know what I'm saying? And, man, I owe that dude a lot of love, man. And I want to give a special shout-out to my homie, Kurt B., who introduced me to all these cats. So I don't want to hog the mic, but let me get back to my boy Bobo, man.
Oh, man, it's all about you, you know what I'm saying?
It's all about the B-Lo show.
Yeah, I tell y'all what, man. How these folks get at you for contact information, you know what I'm saying, Bobo? Still, y'all put the contact information out there. We know the MySpace,
we'll give y'all
email.
My cell phone number, but, man, y'all might get the tripping on my cell phone, man.
Give them the email and the MySpace and website and shit.
Bobo Luciano 3, B-O-B-O. Luciano 3 at yahoo.com.
One more time.
In your mouth. Bobo Luciano 3 at yahoo.com.
Give them the MySpace.
www.myspace.com/Mr. Bobo Luciano.
Already, Roguish Life Management.
And that's what that is, boy. You want some of them good Steve B-Lo tracks, man.
I'm going to tell you right now. B-Lo is the closest thing you ever going to get to one of them Pimp C beats again.
Closest.
I mean, his mom told me this, and B-Lo knows this, and Pimp told me this. I took him under my wing, Bobo. And that boy, that's what Pimp told me.
Yeah.
He sat down with this guy. I took him under my wing, Bobo.
Yeah.
He sat down with that dude and taught him some things. He already knew how to produce.
Yeah.
But he taught him some more things about a certain drum machine that I've only seen probably about 3 or 4 people use. And it's something that's well overlooked from the past. And it's still going strong now. And all the UGK songs you ever heard in the past was made on this one drum machine.
Yeah. And let me just say, well, nobody ever mastered it like Pimp C did, but he taught it to me.
And the closest thing you ever gonna get.
Yeah.
To Pimp.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this new UGK album. The new UGK album is coming out March 31st. Who is this? Hey, text me, man. I'm gonna tell you how serious this album is, Mike. Let me tell you how serious this album is. This is the last UGK album ever. And if you don't realize the severity of that, something's wrong with you. You owe some crack or something, man. This is serious. You smoke crack.
You smoke crack.
I'm telling you, man. And for us to have Steve B-Lo to have 3 standout tracks on this album, we're supposed to have the next single.
Yeah, we will.
We're supposed to have the next single. This album is incredible. When you hear
it. It is.
If you like the last album,
man.
Oh man,
it's for the fans. This album.
Oh my God.
This album. Look here.
Oh my God.
Now, not only do I have some nice tracks on that album, but my man Corey Moe.
Yes.
Corey motherfucking
Moe. My man DJ Beto.
Yep.
My man Ava Rex. You know what I'm saying? We got Mike Dean did a track on there. And of
man
course,
Fresh.
Pimp had a lot to do with a lot of the tracks that was on that album. And of course, my man Bum B is on that bitch just doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't like to let the cat out the bag too much.
Let it out.
But track number 12 called Scoop. Steal Your Mind.
Right here.
It's a track.
I'm going to tell you right now. Steal Your Mind. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
What time you go out there? Right, I got it right. In the car.
Yeah.
Watch out. Somebody might break in my shit.
Shit. Go get that motherfucker.
No, I can't play it on. No, I got it in the car for you to hear, not to play. I know how the internet okay, shit is. I know how the internet
hurry
shit
up first.
Is. No. Look,
hey, just to give y'all. I ain't interrupt you, huh, Pookie? You got something to say, Pookie? But look here. Just to give you a taste. You know, give you a brief synopsis of what goes on in this album. One thing that you got to check out on this album, and if you think that freakish things don't happen and people don't say the damnest shit, check out the intro on this album. It's Pimp talking on this album, and the shit that he says, God rest his soul, now that he's dead and gone, you can see that dude there foresaw the future, you know what I'm saying? And then right after the intro comes Still on the Grind, which features my man Raheem Devon came through and did his motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You got man. Pimp singing on the hook. You got Raheem Devon singing on the hook. And it's on some swing shit. I mean, if anybody out there is familiar with Stevie Ray Vaughan, it's on that kind of feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It really ain't on no, it ain't no dance record.
No,
it's
a UGK record.
It's a UGK record. You know what I'm saying? And it's on some highway, rolling on the highway, you know, getting thrown type
it's
of shit.
It's some strings and bass in that motherfucker.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
That motherfucker jamming, but that's Steal Your Mind.
Steal Your Mind, yeah. Steal Your Mind got
number 12, y'all.
Is it number 12 on the album?
Number 12, yeah. And it's got Mr. Calvin Brodus and Todd Shaw on it.
Yes.
For those who don't know, that Snoop Dogg
Too Short
already.
That's right.
Oh,
yes.
Man, it's a beautiful thing, man.
Incredible.
Yes,
thing. It's going down.
And I'm going to tell you right now.
Wow.
Not only do we have those three tracks on that album, we've probably got about four on the up-and-coming Pimp C solo album.
Okay, Pimp solo album.
Pimp's got a solo album coming out before the next bun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that'll probably be the last Pimp solo album.
Damn.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
They're going all out on these last three albums. And I think these with these three albums should put Mr. B-Lo at the spot to where y'all need to get at him. You know what I'm talking about? So get at me. You know what I'm talking
already.
About? And
that's
we
right.
Will, and together we will get at Mr. B-Lo.
You know give me that about? Email address one more time.
Huh?
Give me that email one more time.
BOLUCHIANO3@yahoo.com.
Man, you better try to lock this shit in before the album drop, man. You better email that motherfucker now.
You better let me get on the list. Because the list is, I'm getting people every day. What's up, Nipsey Hussle? We hollering at people on the regular.
Nipsey, you know what
I'm talking about?
Yep.
And the boy's ready to work, man.
Yeah, I'm ready to work, man. And, you know, and I may not be the kind of producer that, you know, put out a lot of dance records, but
man,
I'm the kind of producer
you,
that.
I ain't mean to cut you off, man.
No, go ahead, baby.
Anybody that know me know the type of music that I listen to.
Yeah.
Dog. You got them strings. You got that bass in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I put it this way. This is what I tell a motherfucker. And Loda know this. Every Pimp C song production that motherfucker got, that's me. You give me an album with that shit. Oh, man. Shit. I'm good. No,
already.
Type of music.
Already.
That I listen to away from in my own element. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I had the pleasure of meeting Pimp many times because of Bobo. I'm talking about away from the show type shit, the concert type shit. Just when he in his comfort zone, you know what I'm saying? So that was a beautiful thing that I never ever forget, and I never ever forget. I had the opportunity to 85% be over to market and promote the first UGK concert in Dallas, Texas, when Pimp came home. Matter of fact, they said that was the first concert, the first full concert since Pimp had been home, if I'm not mistaken.
What venue? Was that Search?
We was at the Black Forest Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And we got, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that that show. Oh, that was a big show. It was hot as a motherfucker in there.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was hot as a bitch in there. Was you not below?
I wasn't
there. I tell you something else I appreciate, Bobo. And this mean the most to me out of everything. When I go to Pimp C page right now, I see pictures from that show that I took.
Yeah.
On that nigga page, dog.
Oh, yeah.
And right I appreciate that, man. Oh, real.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you took some great shots. I got them pictures on my page. You know what I'm talking about? You took some great shots, man. That was a good show, man.
But yeah,
that was the first UGK show since Pimp them had been on.
Yeah,
that was a real deal right there.
So it was a blessing to have our hands in it, and of course, you know, we keep the affiliation, the pipeline open. Shit, RKN open up for that motherfucker.
Huh?
You know.
It's my world right there, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's a trip, I think, just come full circle, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about? Hey, giving the full circle to come around this motherfucker, my nigga, for real. And keeping everything on the 100 tip, man. Boo called me up. Nigga, we was into some other shit. Nigga, it wasn't nowhere near big. Say, nigga. Say, I got a spot. I got a spot, nigga. He tried to come on down, give me 10, 15 minutes. What spot you talking about? Nigga, UGK, nigga. We on our way, fool. They ain't got to say nothing there. We on our way.
Tell me twice.
I'm sitting there putting collections together. Say, Phil, that nigga just got me. Let's go. Man, went down that motherfucker, dog. Oh, the whole 6-4 fam came out, dog. Chase Back came out, performed with us. Tuck turned, man, it's 6-4 family, man. Opened up for the goddamn me, motherfucking UGK family, dog. It was
a gumbo mix. It wasn't just black people in that motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Arabic, Asian, white.
UGK is large, man.
That bitch was packed, man.
Everybody, man. I got a picture of white boys with blunts in their mouth, man. Holding up.
Oh, man. Like it goes down, man.
Say that's the effect of UGK, dog.
Yeah, and you know, and Raku just said something so real, man. It's like, how can you hate on that? It's like a situation where everybody come together in one room and got something in common. You know what I'm saying? It's like no matter what hood you from, no matter what set you from, you know, no matter what high school you graduated from, no matter what college you graduated from, no matter what fraternity you in, you know, if you couldn't come to a UGK show and have your ass a good time, then you was just a bitch. You know, straight up.
Already.
So you know,
fucking bitch.
You know, so. And it showed through. I mean, the kind of cats, you know, the kind of cat that Pimp C was and the kind of cat that Bun B is, you know what I'm saying? It was just that, it's just that kind of thing. And the UGK legacy will never die if I got something to do with it. So, you know, it goes on, man. It goes on.
Y'all don't understand. March 31st is the last UGK album ever. And it's going to be jamming.
It's going to be jamming, so.
I'm going to tell you right now. And if you don't like UGK, like this man say, you just a bitch.
That shit,
you know what I'm saying?
Every time he said that shit hit me right here.
That is the
last.
Man.
Yeah.
It hit you, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga.
And, you know.
Elf.
This is the album to have. This ain't the album to go bootleg. Technology is
it
fuck wrap up.
Collection, baby.
People don't know.
You just took the words right out of my mouth.
He said that people of all races and genres were at that fucking place. And that is how serious UGK is. But you'll never know because technology has fucked them up. You know what I'm saying?
As yes,
far
it
as
has.
The bootleggers and the, you know, things like that. They were really the underground kings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Real.
Before radio, I mean, man, we weren't worried about no. When I was hyping for them, man, we weren't doing no radio shows. All that old bullshit. Man, come do a show and we'll play your record. Man, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We want to go to where the ghetto is and give us a mic and a good ass sound system, and we're gonna rock that bitch.
That's
and
it.
I never did a show, and I never seen a show from UGK that wasn't sold out.
Yep. Yep.
Man, I'm feeling fucked, nigga. Man, nigga. Oh, man, nigga. Murder.
Come on with it, dog.
Holla
at your boy.
Holla
at your boy, man.
Man, is it put it in
the
you,
you
imagine?
It's not
going to hit home until the probably about, I'm telling you, it's not going to hit home probably about 5 years from now.
Yeah.
When you realize, damn, what did we have down here in Texas, man?
Yeah.
And for them to be from Port Arthur. Have you ever been to Port Arthur?
I've been to Port Arthur.
That's a small ass town.
Very small.
It's so small that it only has two sides.
Yeah.
It only has the east side and the west side.
Yeah.
When you're going north, you're going out that bitch. You're going south, you're going out that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For them
to have those two people with that much talent in that small ass town, that's an anomaly.
Matter of fact,
I'm
gonna fuck y'all up. And Lord, we playing this shit on the way to Austin. I got it in the deck right now, dog.
What that is?
I never ever thought there'd ever be a time
when
I'd kill another nigga. Man, behind his rhyme. Right now!
Bun B.
Say, I ain't never been to Port Arthur.
PAT.
But damn it.
I'm trying to tell you.
I felt like I was feeling, I was there.
You were.
Super tight.
Yeah.
Because he took you on a journey.
Super tight.
He took you on a journey. And that's one thing that made them boys special was they rapped about things that was going on in their lives and what was their city. They talked about their city, man.
Them
still to this day raps about Port Arthur. Port Arthur by the sea.
Yeah.
Any nigga fuck with Bun, he gonna be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And that's real, man.
So, I'm sorry. I got one question, man. I've been wanting to know this since Super Tight.
What?
Who was they talking about on 316?
Which one? Oh, they were talking about, at that particular time, they had a confrontation with Russell. That whole album, Motivation, was, I got the cotton out, was about the situation that they were going through with Big Time. Because that was when Big Time Records is when they severed ties with Big Time. I mean, the first song on the album. You know what I'm talking about? How it come on? It all started with that right there. I mean, just that song's about them. 316 is about them. They talking about Point Blank. They talking about Point Blank.
I know a lot of niggas that's down with me.
Yeah, they talking about Point Blank.
Yeah.
But later on, you know, they squashed all that. You know, and I was at the first motherfucking South Park concert that we did after all that happened. After that album had dropped and woo, it was tension in the fucking air, bro. Let me tell you something. If you ain't never been to no UGK concert, man, way it went down, man, in Dallas, it was always love. See, y'all don't know. It was always love in Dallas. But, man, I've been all over the South and all over the country with these motherfuckers, man. And these motherfuckers, Pimp and Bun, woo, they started rioting in some places, man. A riot. I'm talking about gang signs. I remember being in Fort Worth one time when Bun said, I ain't your blood, I ain't your cuz on that song. Can't think of the name of the song, but man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Them people rusted. Man, they started knocking up in that old man. Let me tell you something. I had hurt my ankle at the sound check. I never forget. I was on the cane hyping the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 people jump on stage. I'm like, oh, don't get the ankle. Damn, don't get the ankle, baby. Don't get the ankle. What's up, Daddy Harriet? I see you, baby. It's all good.
But you know what's so wild? You know what's so wild? It's those dudes that they paid, you know what I'm saying?
They paid a lot of dudes.
To get them to the point to where they at now, to where they well respected, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just wild. I mean, and I think, you know, and the only reason we really talking about this the way we talking about it, you know, it's a lot of rap groups out there that are future legendary rap groups, you know what I'm saying? You know.
How many?
Oh, man, I couldn't count them.
Who's
on
the
two
greatest?
Man.
I'm telling you right now, if you think about this, man, you think about rap groups. Let's think about Ball and G, and I know Ball and G. But Ball and G ain't been jamming since they left Suave out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since they left Suave out, really? The Ball and G that we like? Space Age Pimpin' and all that? Ball and G ain't been the same. They damn sure wasn't the same with Puffy.
And one sound has changed. May Baby on his network. Nigga, I'm gonna show y'all what it was.
Man.
Back in that motherfucking area, nigga. You talking shit, nigga. You talking about Mr. Mike, nigga.
That was a good
T-Mix, nigga.
Tony Draper had
T-Mix. T-Mix, nigga.
T-Mix. Hold up.
Nola.
Hold up. Nola.
Oh, bitch.
I got to get up, get Pookie. Some dap on that T-Mix, man. T-Mix, man. Hold up. Hold up by T-Mix, man.
He had Tila. Tila was on Suave.
Yeah, Tila, yeah, man. Tila was cold too.
Man,
hoes in the club showing love.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Man, come on.
I remember riding through Garland bumping that my little Bonds to B2000. Suave House
was giving rap a lot of run for their money back then.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That was serious. Who was these dudes up through here with all these? And everybody was jamming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, you know, we know rappers that got all these stars.
Yeah.
But who are these niggas?
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing, man. I mean, like, Texas is just so chock full of talent, man. Yeah. You know, I mean, not only Texas, man, but just the nation as a whole is just so full of talent with rap, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, to the rappers and the producers coming up today, man, you got to hone your craft and you got to be you. You know what I'm saying? You got don't let nobody tell you what you should do. Just do what you
don't
think
follow nobody else either.
Yeah, don't follow nobody else. You know, whether it be, you know what I'm saying, shit that you're doing for the club or shit that you're doing for the streets, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do. And, you know, it's gonna later be found out and break bread. And it's gonna be found out later that whether it's the truth or not, you know what I'm saying? But you got to follow your heart, man. Don't quit, dog. Huh. Don't quit doing what you're doing. Always believe in yourself, man, and don't let nobody tell you that what you're doing ain't jamming, because I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of shit that I hear right now. It ain't jamming to me, but that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. I'm only one cat. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do, man.
You know what the problem is?
What is it?
You are probably one of the only people I know in the game that can make one of those computer programs work like it's supposed to be worked.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying? It ain't too many people that can make that motherfucker sound like it's supposed to be sounding. And I'm talking about the reasons, the Fruity Loops. The music is gone in rap.
Yo, it is.
That's why.
And that's what I'm trying to bring
we
back.
We are in the position we are in right now. We can't sell no rap. But if you look at SoundScan, I can pull up the last SoundScan on my phone for you right now. Oh, the Nickelbacks and the Taylor Swifts. And all that. Oh, they still going 3-4 million.
Oops.
Every time.
Why is it only affecting rap? Is what I'm trying to tell you.
Wow.
It's
Bobo.
Because the music is gone from rap music, man.
Yeah.
And if you want me to give somebody some advice, put the music back in your songs, man. Put that music. Go get you some of these Steve Bilo beats.
It's here.
Go get you some of these Steve Bilo beats.
It's here.
And I'm telling you, because he's not finna go fuck with that Reason shit all the time. Steve Bilo still got a drum machine.
Yeah.
And a fucking keyboard. Yeah. He got that's that basic shit, man. That's that shit that hits were made on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And these people right now they coming with I ain't knocking them because I got a system in my truck. And when your shit don't do nothing but hum and it don't push my speaker, it's a problem with that, man.
Yeah.
It's a problem with man. I'm a music junkie. My brother is the bass king. So you going to tell me I don't know what it's supposed to sound like?
Right.
And if you want your shit mixed right, go holler at my brother DJ Snake. You know what I'm talking about?
Snake bit.
He had your shit mixed right, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? All that old playing with yourself. Stop playing with yourself. That's what
that's what the song,
with,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All these niggas, they got that, you know, come on, man. Digging the booty ass niggas. They sit up there playing with themselves, man.
They be hearing how that blow fly. And right, man. But
Blowfly is not part of the new wave. Blowfly is old school with me, man.
I'm just talking about that snake mix.
Some of that snake mixing. Cotton Mouth know what's up. But I'm not knocking these young dudes because there's money to be made. Come holler at me. And I'm going to get you one of these Steve Bilo beats. So when that motherfucking song fall off, and you can hit them with something with some substance. Hey,
I'm here.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I'm here.
Because all they think you can do is be one dimensional. All they think you can do, and if you can show them you can be versatile and hit them with a. I don't care if the next song is a dance song. Yeah. But have something to say in that bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, for real. Yeah, because like, there are so many one-hit wonders, man.
Yeah.
Don't be the next one.
Yeah. Because just like you can get a club, you can get a song that's hot in a club, but at the same time, you got to do some shit that some niggas can ride to on their way home from the club. You know what I'm saying? And that's where
that's
I come
the shit
in.
I like.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Some shit that's going to keep you awake on the highway and keep you from getting a DUI in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Something that you can ride to, you know, when you're going home. Smoke that's going to keep you woke. That's going to keep you crunk. That's going to keep your shoulders tight. Going to keep your hands on the steering wheel. You know what I'm saying? And keep you in between them white lines.
What's
you know
up?
What I'm saying?
What's up with all these niggas dancing like the hoes nowadays, man? You know what I'm talking about? I see these niggas, man.
I don't go to the clubs
you know
that much,
I'm gonna tell you the most embarrassing thing.
Have these dances. I don't knock the dances, but when a nigga got arch out in his back with these white beaters on, looking like a bitch. Yeah, man.
Hey,
I'm with that, man. You know Bobo gonna speak on that, man.
I'm gonna tell you a story about that. Embarrassing story. And Ron Cool got to hear
what's
last
up
last weekend.
My mic on.
It's people outside the city. It's people outside the city that see that shit. Will Hustle. Like, man, what the fuck is up, man? He's like, Pook, man, we with the Rhythm City, man. And he's like, Pook, I ain't knocking this shit, man. But he said, man, these niggas got on Capri pants, man. They like, dance with other niggas, man. He's like, what the fuck going on?
Ooh.
This a nigga from Austin telling me this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Why you think I quit? That's why that was one of the main reasons I quit, dawg, because I can't co-sign that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't hear you playing that shit. I don't hear you playing that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. I can't co-sign it. And when the powers that be want you to start playing that popular shit for pledges and all that shit, and I ain't getting no money in my pocket, I can't sell out, dawg, for the masses, man. I'ma always be Bobo, man, for real.
Yeah,
everybody know that. Everybody know I'm gonna look you right in your eye and we gonna shake hands and we can be friends or we can party as, you know, we can party friends too. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't gonna be no fakery, no
fuckery.
No, you know, fuckery.
Yeah.
No wishy washiness with me. You gonna know exactly where if I like you, I like you. If I don't, fuck you in your pussy. And that's how it is with me, man. It's plain and simple. I like B-Lo. I like Pookie. Hey, Portia, I just met you. You cool. This dude here from St. Louis, he cool. Loaded always, my nigga. Raku been my nigga since way when I first started the Dirty South Block Party, man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we chilling in this motherfucker. I wish I had some more dope, but that's okay. We going to... No, that's okay, man.
Hey, we at home.
No.
We at home like a motherfucker.
I'm at home like a motherfucker.
We at home like a motherfucker, man. We leaning back. I'm sitting back on the couch, man.
Hey, we gonna definitely have to get a part two with y'all niggas, man.
We can go all day. We can go all day.
It ain't no real way to close this out or finish it because this shit's so real. This is gonna be such a classic episode. The South Side Connection of Urban South Radio or the RKN network damn, you know what I'm saying? It ain't but two shows that ran over this long, you know what I'm saying? And it's the second one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow. Hey,
I'm
man.
With that.
Look here, man. We appreciate you having us over, man.
For sure, man. Much love.
Man,
y'all boy get y'all closing words, man. Y'all shout out some closing words, man.
Go ahead, Mr. B-Lo.
Yeah, I want to first give a shout out to my man Pimp C. May he rest in peace. UGK for life. And as y'all may well know, as I always say, country rap tunes will continue. I want to give an extra special shout out to my man Kurt B., for whom without I would never have met none of these cats. I never would have met Mel. I would have never met Pimp C. I would have never met Bum B. I would have never met Bobo Luciano. And I would have never met Pookie and everybody else in this room, man. Uh-huh. So, I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on, man. You got to build your relationships, man. Keep your heart with God, man. Keep your head to the sky, man. And no matter what they tell you, man, never stop, never give up, no matter what you do.
Already, man.
Nigga, this show going in my iPod.
First of all, I want to say thank you to God for getting us up today. You know, my birthday was the other day. You know what I'm talking about?
Happy birthday,
I made another year, man. Yeah.
Happy birthday, homie.
Huh?
Happy belated birthday.
Already, we're going to do it big. B-I-G. You know what I'm talking
about? Believe in God.
I got to say thank you to everybody that's down with me. You know, I'm talking about Jazzy K at the crib chilling. What's up, Juju? What's up, Joy? What's up, McKenzie? What's up to everybody at Roguish Life? What's up to the P-I-M-P, Pimp C, my little brother, Chad Butler? What's going down, man? Real. Hey, I went on, man.
Yeah, you was on.
What's going on with this mic, man?
Okay. Yeah.
Just keep going, baby.
But I just want to, I want to thank you, Pookie. Thank you, Mr. Raku, Loaded, Portia, having me down. What's your name, brother, man? St. Lou. Thanks
Saint
for
Lou.
Having us down, man.
Loaded.
I want to say thanks to Dallas, man, for being Dallas and finally, you know, grabbing your nuts and coming out the gate like we supposed to come. You know, all you got to do is maintain it, man. All we got to do is maintain our position in the game. We got a position in the game now. All we got to do is maintain it. And we cannot have these people thinking we one-hit, one-trick ponies. You know what I'm talking about? We got to be able to put it up their back, man, and put it in their face. And I'm telling you, man, that ain't a bad title. That Ringtone City shit is not a bad title right now. But we can't just be one-dimensional. You know what I'm talking about? It's got to push through. Just take note. I already said this is my. Houston is my second city, but just take note how fast those boys fell off. We cannot be like that. We have to get our business straight first. Put the music back in your music.
Yeah.
Second.
Put the music.
And be true
back
to the game, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, man. Dallas is a business city, but a lot of people ain't got their business straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people walk around here just with these ideas of grandeur. You know, I mean, I've been in the studio with all these bust-ass niggas talking about shooting videos and going on tour. Man, finish your fucking record, man, and make a hit. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but right
before
on.
You get to talking about like that, man.
Right on.
That's real. That's real, man. I mean, people be, man, we finna go gold. We finna, man, the days of going gold is old. It's time to go, I mean, go independent, man, and sell you 10, 20, 30, 40,000 records and out the trunk. Let's take it back to the basics, to the origin, and then maybe we can repair this, man. This is my stimulus plan, man. You know what I'm talking about? Fuck what you're talking about. Fuck worry about these white people giving us a deal, man.
Yeah.
Well, fuck all that, man. Let's go take our shit, man.
Yeah.
You'll never be rich working for somebody else.
Never.
You'll never be rich working for somebody else. Well, get something and start it on your own, and then maybe you can get paid, man. You know what I'm talking about? That's all I'm saying, man. And that's what I'm trying. I mean, the recession is a recession. We can sit up here and just crawl in a little corner like a little pussy-ass nigga and not do nothing about it. But we men.
We men.
And we need to come up out this whole swinging, man.
Yeah.
And that's right. That's real, man. I mean, and that's what me and B-Lo trying to do, man. We trying to come out this bitch swinging.
Swinging.
I mean, we both had bad 2007 years, man. I mean, 2007. We had terrible years.
Yeah.
That year that Pimp died, man.
Yeah.
But I tell you, man, we can either just crawl in the corner and cry like a bitch-ass nigga, or we can come out this whole swinging, man. And that's what I'm going to do, come out this bitch swinging. Peace out to Urban South Radio. Man, I appreciate y'all having us on here. Peace out to my dog, B-Lo. B-Lo going
to
shine like a motherfucker
you,
in 2009, and we ain't going to stop. Peace out to Raku, Loaded. Man, it's going down.
Thanks for the drink, Raku.
RKN Juice.
Woo!
RKN Potion, man.
My man, Pookie. Hey, thanks for staying up late with us, baby.
It's real shit. We still got folks listening, dog. Shit, dog. Hey.
They still love.
Hey.
When
the shit come like that, dog, motherfuckers sit back, lay back, shit. Motherfuckers sitting back blowing.
Oh, I got one more shout out.
What's up, Push? I know you pushing that 18 wheeler, man. It's all good, baby. Come on back home, man. I love you, man. You know Big Push, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got to keep pushing in mind, man.
Hey, we had Push Blessing with some of that good old Big Ben and Twisted Black shit, man.
Ooh.
The other week.
Yeah, he hooked us up with that.
I got a song in the car. Nah, I ain't going to let you. You ain't got none of that new Slim Thugger?
We got it.
You ain't got that Slim Thugger in UGK?
Let's get you go Jack Bobo's car.
Oh, my God.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
he got an iPod in there too.
Can you
grab that?
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the Slim Thug album that featuring UGK.
Yeah,
Oh, that's coming out Tuesday also? Oh.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Is the album
coming
out today?
Yeah, right now. Hey, man.
It's out.
Yeah, I ain't heard him. Hey, you want me to go get that song? If I go get that CD right there, will you play this one song for me? Is that possible? Or is that too, I mean, you have to break it down from CD form, won't you?
Man, it's possible. Everything possible right here, man. Everything possible.
You
right
need to
here,
hear
man.
This song. Hold on.
I tell y'all what, we're going to go into a motherfucking quick break, man. We got some motherfucking whole exclusive shit for the come for your ass, man.
Live and direct.
Straight out the Batmobile, baby.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
It's back. What's that? The original Final Fridays is here.
That's what's up.
Back at the Liquid Lounge.
Okay.
Friday, March 27th, 2800 Main Street in Deep Ellum, Dallas.
Okay.
With live classic performances by Raku Nation, check. Bahu Blake,
check.
Aquarius,
check.
Money Water,
check.
King of Shoka,
check.
And fresh off of BET 106 in Park Win, who? Britney Starr.
That's what's up.
With left field and fast hosting. And DJ Viz on the ones and twos.
Okay.
Spinning nothing but the best rap and hip hop. Doors open at 9 p.m. Show starts at 10:30 p.m. $10 at the door.
Okay.
But for all you ladies,
what?
You get in free before 10:30.
That's what's up.
That's right. It's back. The original Final Fridays is here.
Okay.
Back at the Liquid Lounge. Friday, March 27th,
okay.
2800 Main Street in Deep Ellum, Dallas. For more information, log on to myspace.com/DJViz18. That's myspace.com/DJVIZATEEM. That's what's up.
Back to you. We got some exclusive shit finna come in right motherfucker now. And while we doing that, we gonna go into my nigga Doski G, man. She bad. And when we come back, we gonna play some exclusive shit and we gonna close this motherfucker out. Dog, this is a classic episode of the motherfucker Southside Connection, man.
FTM Productions.
She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She got that wall. She got that ass. And that monkey so fat. Make a nigga wanna smash. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She got that wall. She got that ass. That monkey so fat. Make a nigga wanna smash. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Down here, the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Down here, the mama get it. She tatted on her neck, tatted on her wrist. And nails stay dead. I swear, the mama the shit. Her outfit a fool. I can tell she bought a can. I love her with them heels. Put that arch off in the bag. She rolling on that wheel. Watch her get it. She ain't scared. Three shots to the head. Now she out there going fed. She dropped it so low. The monkey almost touched the floor. I could tell by she giggin'. She a real Dallas hoe. If she is, she bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She got that wall. She got that ass. That monkey so fat. Make a nigga wanna smash. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Down here, the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Down here, the mama get it. Them apple bottom jeans on her fitting so right. The way she do that dance made me wanna fuck tonight. She got what I like. She a real nigga type. Little mama so bad she turned her head on a dyke. But she strictly picky. She pretty so she picky. And love some big Doski. Start fooling when she hear me. She don't walk it out. But she gon' Dallas boogie. Jump rope in the club and back door with that Dougie. Yeah, she super sexy. With a pretty gold smile. Her swagger so hood made me wanna knock it down. Bust that pussy open like my partner Lil Will. Only want you if you bad, baby. That's just what that is. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Down here, the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Watch the mama get it. Down here, the mama get it. She got that wall. She got that ass. That monkey so fat. Make a nigga wanna smash. She got that.
Yo.
What's up, man? I'm looking for Island Boy Dre, man.
The Island Boy Dre around here.
What's up with it, man? Nigga, hey, nigga, we still going. Nigga, you live on the motherfucker now, man. What it do?
I'm live on out. What it do, man? Just sitting here chilling, man.
Yeah, shit. Nigga, you way out there in Albany, Georgia, man. This shit still going, dawg. We still got this shit crunk out here, man. We getting ready to bust a new exclusive in a second, man. This new UGK shit we got queuing up. So we gonna talk to you, man. I know we ain't get a chance to get to it. We gonna make sure we get to you next Monday so we can talk about everything you got going on in its entirety, man. But real briefly, dawg, let the motherfucking Urban South listeners know, man, who you is, where you at, man, exactly what you got going.
Man, it's Wild Boy Dre, man. Y'all already know what it is with me, man. We getting it down over here in Southwest Georgia. I know y'all doing it over there on that end. Boy, I say if you drop that new exclusive UGK, man. Hey, y'all come down to that music conference. Y'all come to the Southwest Georgia music conference this week, man. Hey, man, we're going to show y'all a lot of love, Pookie. You already know we show you a lot of love when you come out here, man.
That's right.
You already know, man. It's going down, man. On the Ross in the city, nigga. I run this city over here, nigga, in the clubs, nigga. So yeah, they already know where it is. So fuck with me when you get here.
That's what that is, nigga. We're going to definitely get into your
We just got through hosting the music conference mixtape. We just got through hosting the music conference mixtape, man. So a lot of the artists on there, a lot of fire artists on there that's coming to the music conference. And out y'all way, Texas way, and Louisiana way, Mississippi way. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be on the lookout for it, man.
Hey, we definitely appreciate you, man. We gonna talk about that shit. The music conference going down this weekend, so the next time we have this show, we know we're going to have that motherfucking mixtape in our hands. So we're going to have you on the air, we're going to have Solo on the air, we're going to have that CD in our hands, and we're going to run that motherfucking music down, let these niggas know exactly what it is, Allen boy.
You already know, man. One more thing, man, before we get up out here, man. All the artists that are listening, in order to reach your full potential, we got to know our position, man. Y'all got to get out there and grind, baby. Y'all got to get out there and grind, baby, for real. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't going to land in your lap. Got to get out there and grind, homie.
And that's what the fuck that is, nigga. And that's all the way from motherfucking Southwest Georgia, Albany side, man. And motherfuckers way over here on this side saying the same fucking thing. Allen boy, we definitely appreciate it, man. Right now, we got this motherfucking exclusive for your motherfucking ass called Lean It, nigga. Break it down, Bobo.
This brand new Slim Thug, man.
Yeah,
turn it up.
My check, yeah, there I go. Already. I'm talking about the originator. Now, anyway, it's brand new Slim Thug, man. What's up, Slim? What I'm talking about? Slim Thugger featuring UGK, man. It's going down. Play this, man. It's banging.
Exclusive, nigga.
Exclusive, man.
You really heard it here first.
First heard right here, man.
Let's go. Yeah. Southside Connection, man.
I'll bring some hot for your mouth, nigga. Man.
Pimpin' Pac. I'm a young Devin boy. That's why I act this way. Foolin' in the candy bar. Leanin' sick of sideways. Hey, I'm a young Devin boy. That's why I act this way. Foolin' in the candy bar. Leanin' sick of sideways.
Tone and Snow, the Mac, not the myth. The pimp, I got the gift to break a bitch. 20,000 behind my lip. 100,000 on my neck. Every time that I step out, bought the red thing from
chameleon. Candy paint swinging in the drama. Keep the hoes pussy drip drop wet. Lamborghini, fuck the vet. Top gone, let's get it on. I'm the real bitch, he's a clone. Smelling like born not cologne. Got $1 billion out my microphone. Staff crusher, don't bust up. From Mr. C mixed with the tussle. We call it banana split. Choose a pimp, ho, I'm legit. Wreck the gray bitch, bought the red. I got a phantom too, that's what the fuck I said. And I ain't dropped the album yet. Spend my dirty money, don't touch the check. If the rap game died, I buy some work. And keep a young yellow bitch that'll put up a skirt. And when the bitch get a nut, her pussy spurt. Tricks love to see waterworks. I love the money, she love the fame. I got a level head, she got a different brain. Got a three-way lover on my single leg. She got a 4-inch cone and jet mid cow. Between her legs, I'm telling you. And she pay her daddy, that's what it do.
I'm a young devil boy, that's why I act this way. Moving in the candy bar, leaning sitting sideways. I'm a young devil boy, that's why I act this way. Moving in the candy bar, leaning sitting sideways.
It's gonna be the man, and not the myth. Riding on them foes, truck got the VFI. Push one button on my remote, start up my slab in my truck and live. I got the gift for gas straight from God. Keep it real, never fraud. From PAT, the land of the trio. So when I come out, I'ma come out hard. You know the name and the resume. My G co-files is documented. Certified rapper, lock the life. Down with the mob, represented. Don't play them games, cause I got the chain to put it in your mind and on your brain. You'll leave your talents coming out the cannon. Out where you're standing, simply plain. I'm a gangster, baby, not a baby gangster. I'm overgrown and it's understood. Slim thug the boss, see the pimp. And I'm bun the OG to run the hood. We got the good and the flower. Hard or soft, get it rockin'. Powder, but know your shit when you hit your lick. It don't come with a textbook telling you how to. Got the power and the bread, so fuck a law dog and fuck a bed. I'm from the south, we got the crown, and you can't get it back until I'm dead. Heard what I said, then press rewind. Play it back so you can get the meaning. Coming down in that candy slab, gripping on the grain, and you know I'm leaning.
I'm a young devil boy, that's why I act this way. Moving in the candy bar, leaning sideways. I'm a young devil boy.
The life is Bun B, the king of the trio. Long live Pimp C. We down here with Urban South Radio, baby. You already know.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
It's a beautiful motherfucking thing, man. Yeah. It's a beautiful motherfucking thing, man. Hey, we definitely appreciate y'all. I can't say more than enough, man. This is motherfucking top of the line, classic motherfucking episode, man. Plenty of motherfucking game, dog. Classic, plenty of motherfucking knowledge. These boys spoke on some real shit, man. Bobo Luciano, the number 3, man. What's that, Yahoo?
Yahoo.
At Yahoo.com, man. For them Steve Bilo tracks, the man that told you that's the closest production shit you going to get to that motherfucking pimp, man.
I got a snippet you can play.
Want me to
go get?
Hey, man, we about to go into a break, man.
Right back.
Everybody go to a break.
Yeah.
Take a quick break. A long break.
We about to go into a motherfucking break, and we finna come back with some more exclusive shit, dog. We gonna run that shit down. I tell y'all what. In the meantime, I got some new shit. Remember, I told y'all that new stick and move and show. I had motherfucking Miss Some Serious from Mississippi add the moans into the hook. Well, we got this shit for you, man. Sky High World Show. The title of this song is Stick and Move, man. Put this on your iPod in your bedroom, niggas.
All right.
MG, what's up, man? What you hear with the Moans in it? Something serious. You know what I'm talking about? Straight out of Greenville, Mississippi, man.
Neat.
Yeah, this coming up on this nigga new project, man. Y'all make sure y'all request this shit, dog. All this is definitely a bedroom rap song, goddammit.
Which one you need? Track one.
Stick and move, man.
Stick and move, man. It ain't that long.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
We gonna get this motherfucker, man. We still here, nigga. Y'all want to hear that exclusive shit, we're going to bring it to you. But here it go, stick and move, man.
I specialize in fulfilling fantasy. He ain't on his job, tell your man don't be mad at me. You see, I just pick up on the small things. I hit the safe and we can go and play the mall game. You know, you like it, I buy. Sex on the back and the baby, you gotta try. Yeah, see, I say what you want to. Don't let the time pass, opportunities in front of you. Now then again, it could be behind you. Now tell me whose is it, or do I need to remind you? I'm behind you. Make you feel like you let your soul free. Drink a cup of Kool-Aid, then get ready for round three. You know me, I'm in energizing plenty mode. See, I keep going and going until it overflows. See how it goes when no man has ever been before. We had a chandelier shaking when we sexing on the floor. See, I'm the man that you call when your man's gone. Waiting at the door for me with nothing but a towel on. Cut the cell phone off because it's me time. Every one time I call, she come three times. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait till she get in the mood so I can stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Can't wait to see it in the mood so I can stick and move. See when she in the mood, she let me stick and move. Stick and move, yeah, baby, I like to stick and move. I got you booked, baby, ready with the lights. I'ma cater to you, you just sit back and enjoy the show. I got the classic slow jams with the Kennedy. Rose petals on the bed, I splurge for my main tea. I got a magic trick that'll take your breath away. I guarantee my magic stick will take all your stress away. Now you can act like...
I tell you what I'm gonna do though. I'm gonna give y'all the end part though. I'm gonna show you what the end sound like though.
Can move, yeah, babe. I like to stick and move. Stick. 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 Stick.
Y'all like that shit right there? I'm trying to stick. Tell you, man.
Stick.
That boy, that ready, man. S.H.O. period, man. Sky High World, man. My nigga Show. M.G., what's up, man? Tie that song, stick and move. Y'all ain't make sure y'all request that. But we got another motherfucking exclusive, dog.
Yes, we do.
We gonna give you a snippet of this shit, dog.
First heard here.
First heard right here on the motherfucking Southside Connection Show, dog. First heard here on Urban South Radio, man.
Hey, Pookie.
First heard here on the RKN Network, my nigga.
Hey, Pookie.
What's up, B-Lo?
Let me bring it in real
bring
quick
it in,
now.
Man. Let them know.
Now, it's a copy floating around on the internet right now.
Okay.
Now, it's still on the grind. That's what the song is entitled.
Okay.
Now, that is the unofficial copy. But right here, what we about to hear right now is just a snippet.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm the producer of the song, and I ain't even got a full copy. Both of them. You know what I'm saying? So, right here, this version ain't been heard yet. But you're going to hear it right here first. You know what I'm saying? So, go ahead and run that shit, Pookie.
And basically what that motherfucker saying, shit, nigga, we ain't got to talk to somebody. Talk to somebody to find out who the fuck the piccolo player is. Nigga, we got the motherfucking piccolo player right in the
already.
Motherfucking building, nigga.
Piccolo player right up the building.
<You know? laughs> He didn't hear here first, man. Right here, dog. Still on grind, nigga. And it's just a snip. We're going to give you a taste of this shit, man.
Yeah.
It's real, man.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
Steady now, steady round, nigga. Check 1-2-1-2-1-2, bitch. Tony Snow, know what I'm talking about? Jack Triple Threes Company, ho. Percy Mack, Sweet Jones. Check it out.
I stay on the grind, fucking hold it fine. Hitting all the time, ain't my life on the line. Sipping, smoking, rope. Pimp dick on your hoe. Make her open the stove, P.I.P. on the low. Gator swinging, I swing a banging, I never banging, I got broke, I slanging, I keep a yellow pro and a brown horse and a squad too. I'm the player choice.
Yo, pimpin', say your voice, hold your breath, shut your lip. Oh, you can't have no bunny, you can't fuck with pimp. We like serving turf, they call it steak and shrimp. Don't be shaking, lame, and famous, but make it sip. Drill is never born.
D is death or fear. Fuck with us, you'll be the deadest soldier for kill. Live from the corner, direct from the hood. Be a satellite, bitch. What the king's gripping wood and it's good.
Set up that curveball and ball bangers world. Got a traffic light, bought a candy bike. I don't ride it though, get too hot, stay too low. I live by the cold, extra credit mode. Fucking with that prince, I keep a bank roll. Living by the land, PA by the sea. And a nigga fuck with one, he gon' die by me. I'm my brother's keeper, not no movie shit. My life.
Yeah.
Southside Connection.
That's what he
right South
there,
Radio.
So, hey. Hey.
That ain't, and you know what?
You know, so,
am I really him?
That ain't that you bullshit know? Copy
flow. Long as it make you feel good.
I gotta pinch myself. Am I really here?
You heard it here first, nigga.
Did I just that's hear that shit?
That's them blues, man.
What else we got?
I
ain't even have to be smoking right now, nigga. I'm on a natural high, nigga. Picasso, I understand. I'm with you, nigga. Oh, man.
Man, that, hey.
Shit.
I guarantee you, that's the first time that's been heard.
Man.
Period. That's the first time it's been heard. And it happened right here.
Snip it.
Oh,
listen.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. But the album. Was, it's gonna be. I don't mean to cut you off, Pookie, but it's gonna be that kind of album. It's gonna be a feel good album. It's gonna be for the fans. Go out and support it, man. I know it's easy to go get the bootleg, but remember why you started buying bootleg is because niggas started putting out a bunch of bullshit. This ain't no bullshit. And you know, don't trip and think that rappers making a bunch of money off of record sales. That's only a small part of it. Rappers make most of their money off of shows, you know what I'm saying? But we cannot keep this thing going if you don't go out and support the cause, man. I know it's easy to go out and get the bootleg, but you're not going to get the sound quality that you're going to get from the original copy. And I ain't saying this just to line my pockets. Buying a record is an experience, man. You know, just like you went out and bought them records that I ain't going to name the artist, but he put 22 songs on his albums and only gave you two good songs. That's what made you started buying bootleg. We trying to get y'all back, man. And this is where all this comes from. This is what UGK is all about. This is what Steve Bilo is all about. This is what Bobo is all about. And I'm out this motherfucker, man.
But you know something else, though? Even with Pimp dead or alive, you know what I'm saying?
He always going to be with us.
It's certain records that come out, man. Even if you got the bootleg, you got to go buy this motherfucker. Yeah. Let me tell you what I do.
Anyway.
Let me tell you what I do. I ain't gonna lie. I have my bootleg copies that I make. You know why? Because my original copy is shelved.
Yeah. And niggas will steal your shit anyway.
Hey, that motherfucker shelved in my collector shit. Lord, I tell you, nigga, maze, all that shit, nigga. I got that shit, nigga. Ah, all that.
Uh-oh.
I got all that shit shelved, nigga.
You got to, because niggas are stealing shit.
This one of these projects, you know
what
I'm saying?
It's one of those projects. And I'm going to tell you like this. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. This is the last UGK full album you will ever get. And if you don't want to honor that by going to buy you an original copy, you playing with your fucking self.
Better yet.
Fucking your pussy.
I give you better yet.
Huh?
I'm going to have two copies. You know why?
Why? One for the car and one for the house.
Nah, I'm going to have one motherfucker that's going to stay in that shrink wrap.
Yeah. It's one of them kind of albums.
Yeah, you
it's
that.
One of them kind of albums. I talked to one of our business partners, International Red. They're going for a Grammy on this one. So they got some singles on this album, man. Man, oh, you haven't heard nothing. You haven't heard anything. If you go ahead and sign off, I'll let you. I bless you with some more right now. But you got to come on outside, man.
Okay. Y'all come can't on. Hear this shit. We about, come on, man. We about to go hear some shit that y'all can't hear. Y'all done heard enough, man.
Come on, man.
Y'all done heard enough. So just I tell y'all what. I tell y'all what. Since we got to go outside to hear, we finna hurry up and close this show out. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come right back.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
Let's close this shit out. Let's go. Round this shit up.
Shout out to the world. Shout out to all the people that listen to the show for sure. Everybody up with us right now, man. Y'all some soldiers for real. So, shit, move along.
Say, man, history was made tonight. And I'm just happy I was here to see it, goddamn.
Hey, I want to give a fat shout out to everybody in this room right now. I'm at home, Pookie, man. You made me feel at home, man. And I appreciate that, man. Look here, man. At my crib, we have crawfish balls over the summer. Best believe you got your invitation right along with you, Raku. Right along with you, Porsche. Right along with you, St. Louis.
Looks like a nigga who like to eat.
Right along with you. Right along with you, man. Hey, it's going down,
man.
You
got the corn and potatoes, too?
Oh, man, yes. Wait a minute. Not only corn and potatoes, but the sausage, too.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
It gets hot. It gets hot. Yeah.
Say, man, that was the only thing this night was missing. Some food, man. You're tripping. Just close it out, man. I'm getting hungry.
It's really going down, man. I appreciate it all, man. I don't mean to hog the mic, man. Let me pass it on to my boy Raku right quick, man.
Man,
it's all hood, man. It's all hood. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Definitely thank Urban South bringing in the radio show that he does each and every damn week. Another blockbuster event, you know what I'm talking about. Y'all stay tuned and stay tuned to the rest of the network. It's going down later on today, Tuesday night. You got Unique Styles Magazine with DJ The Hitman coming in with his Unique Styles radio show. Wednesday night, BDS Big Dog Sports. Motherfucking me Thursday morning, Vince Tucker. Fridays, y'all are off because we is on in the booth. And Saturday afternoon, man, it goes down with DJ Al Boys broadcasting live from Great Britain and London and all that good shit right
there.
TNT Radio goes down 9:30 every motherfucking me on Saturday night. And y'all stay tuned. Beginning April 7th, you got the motherfucking me debut of DJ St. Louis show. What is it? Sex, love, and what is it?
Sex, love, and drama.
Sex, love, and drama
sex,
goes
love,
down.
And drama.
Slow school, slow
quick.
Yeah, the quiet
storm. Chavis, Rudy V, watch out, I'm coming.
There you go. That's what's good. I should just turn the mic over to him on that one. Know what I'm talking about? And then debuting April 11th, man. You got definitely DJs coming in the hizzle for motherfucking me ass Rizzle. And then definitely we're going to have some special surprise coming in.
Me,
what's his name again? That's my right-hand man, too. Yeah, your ass, nigga. Big Aziz, motherfucker. Slump Master, man. Slump Bill coming to motherfucking me ass. RKN Radio Network, man. So y'all get ready for that shit, man. Big and better things coming. Thanking everybody for tuning the fuck in, doing what the fuck you do, making us do what the fuck we do. That's what this hood is.
I'm just going to keep it simple. I just want to. Just everybody in the room.
I thought it was her. I was going to get in the ass.
Oh.
Go ahead, Bobo.
Get in the ass, hey.
Nasty.
Same.
Nasty.
Okay, once again.
That was a bad parent.
Nasty.
Thank you to everybody in this room for having us down here, man. This is a beautiful thing. Like B-Lo said, I feel at home, man. Smoke some. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if we could have did this at KNON.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
We still be on there. Yeah, man, but it's a beautiful thing. Thanks to all the listeners who hung in for the extra hours.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks everybody, man. Hopefully we can come back, have us down again, man. It's, you know, when we get that Grammy, we'll come on down. Holler at you, man.
All right, guys. Well, I guess it's my turn. I just want to thank everybody who came onto the show because it was about a million motherfuckers up in the motherfucking RKN studio tonight, baby. We had motherfucking Sea Dog, Ray Paul, my son, up in the motherfucking building. YG. Then we had motherfucking 817. We had Pooh up in this motherfucker. Corey, 817, Cadillac, and Pee Wee. Motherfucking Bobo Lucci. Y'all know up in this motherfucker with my boy Steve come down with the motherfucking UGK tracks. Man, you think I wasn't finna stick around for this shit? Man, hell yeah. I'm sitting up in this motherfucker and we chilling to it. It's been a great show, man. It's really been a great fucking show. So I just want to thank all the listeners, everybody who's stayed tuned through this whole motherfucking journey. But shit, we finna go ahead and get out listening to some more of this good shit. I know y'all hate y'all couldn't be where we at, but sucks to be you.
Man, I know y'all hate that shit. And y'all gonna really hate that y'all can't be where we about to go and hear some of this real shit, man. Hey, shout out to everybody. You know, definitely big shout out to Ozone Magazine, Julia, all my affiliates, all my immediate family, affiliate family, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that support everything that I do, that I believe in, that everybody around me do, and what they believe in, man, it's real, man. Hey, I got another song that y'all motherfuckers ain't heard out there, and it's coming straight in Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Shit, Spark, you know what I'm saying? Tom Tom, Hood Boss, Superstar, Fat Pimp, you know what I'm saying? Fresh out the motherfucking press, man. Hey, we gonna bring it to you, dog, and we gonna close this bitch down, man. Southside Connection, episode 9. Man, okay. Big shout outs to everybody that came through, just like Portia said, you know what I'm saying? C-Dog, Ray Paul, Corey, 817 Productions, man. All our guests, all our colleagues, Albany Boys, Solo, Island Boys, Dre, you know what I'm saying? Jesus. It's going down, dog. And we gonna feed this bitch to you in podcast. Cause I know y'all gonna wanna hear this motherfucker right here. God damn it.
Podcast, nigga.
Lodi, where you at, man?
Man. I'm back over here in the corner, man.
Shit, let's go, man.
Hey, what's happening, man? It's your boy Blood Raw checking in, man. Y'all already know what it is, homie. Mr. Florida in the building, CTE, USDA, you know what I'm talking about? And we listen to Urban South Radio, homie.
Southside Connection on Urban South Radio.
It was me sporting. reflection. All in my ear, how she miss the black and Mexican. Don't come to me, better get your bitch. She make it look